performed by Harry Christophers and the 16. A selection from one of the great treasures of Baroque music, the Selva Morale e Spirituale, put together by Claudio Monteverdi towards the end of his life, a collection he called A Moral and Spiritual Forest. Join me among the tall musical trees of the Selva Morale e Spirituale. Radio 3, live in concert, Monday night from 7:30.
A sonata movement by Purcell, played by the Retrospect Trio. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. Now it's time for Late Junction with Fiona Torkington.
Thank you. Well, that was a big hit in 2004 for a Japanese three-person chiptune band at YMCK. And that was Kira from their album Family Racing, an album which brought them fame and maybe a bit of fortune as well. Hello from me, Fiona Talkington, and welcome to the last Late Junction of the week. If you're looking for some good live music this weekend, the Cheltenham Folk Festival is on with a really good lineup, including Faye Heald.
On Springfield Mountain, there did dwell a comely youth who I knew full well. On Monday morning, he did go down to the meadow for to mow. He had not more the time to feel when a wicked serpent bit his heel. He took his scythe and with a blow, he laid that wicked serpent low. Wicked serpent low. He took the serpent all in his hand and went straight down to Molly Bland. Oh, Molly, Molly, don't you see this wicked serpent what bit me? Now Molly had a ruby lip with which the poison she did sip. But Molly had a and the poison struck and it killed them both. The poison struck and killed them both. Found them dead, they gently laid them all in one bed, and all their friends, both far and near, did grieve and mourn, for they were so dear. So all you maidens was all in take, from Molly Bland and Tommy Blake. A mind when Dorian love does pass, too close to patches of high grass, too close to patches of high grass.
Faye Heald and a song called Wicked Serpent, which comes from her album Orfeo. Faye's at the Cheltenham Folk Festival this weekend, and also on the bill are Nick Jones, Spires and Bowden, Andy Cutting, Faustus, lots more. It's a great lineup, and you'll find details online. Now, Paul Edwards has emailed us here at Late Junction and wrote, as one of his Desert Island discs, Martin Carthy chose Elizabeth Cotton singing Freight Train. I think that her performance really deserves playing to your audience. Well, Elizabeth wrote it when she was 11, when she saw a train near her house in Carolina. Just before that, I'm going to play you a track by Moebius from 1983 from his album Tonspuren.
Thank you. spending a month on this train travelling across Mexico was remarkable, and actually it's a journey that has now passed into history, so you can't actually make it. I travelled from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast, right across Mexico, so travelled through the geography and landscape of Mexico on board a train, which was just such a privilege, and living on board the train. So I was really totally absorbed and immersed in that sort of railway environment. It was just fantastic, and the sounds in particular really overwhelmed me, because I was living with them and actually sleeping on a train, which I've done on a few trips. You really do absorb this rhythm, and you become part of it. It was also one of the last journeys of the state railway system. Now indeed it's gone, it's passed into history, so hence the title of Tren Fantasma, the ghost train.
The one and only Chris Watson talking to me when his brilliant album El Tren Fantasma came out. Elizabeth Cotton's signature song Freight Train just before, as chosen by Martin Carthy on Desert Island Discs recently, making quite an impact, it seems, with his music choices. And I rather like that his book choice was the complete works of Dickens and his luxury was his guitar. And you can still listen to Martin Carthy's Desert Island Discs online via the Radio 4 website. And first of all, there, a track from 1983 called Transport, from the album Tonspuren by Dieter Moebius. Later on this month at King's Place in London, you can hear the rather interesting sound world of the Langham Research Centre, using texts from speeches by Barack Obama in Obamix, a unique musique concrète chorale for open-reel tape machines and the singer Alwyn Pritchard. Here's a taster of what's to come. Extract there from Obamix, which you can hear in full from the Langham Research Centre and Alwyn Pritchard at King's Place in London on the 25th of February. Jaak Soa is one of Estonia's best-known guitarists. His trio has teamed up with the Russian sax player Alexei Kruglov in a mixture of lyricism and power in Waltz from the Snowstorm. Thank you. George Gershwin's Embraceable You, explored and transformed by the composer Michael Finnessy and played there by Nicholas Hodges. And that followed on from the Estonian Jak Soar trio with the Russian sax player Alexei Kruglov and their piece Waltz from the Snowstorm. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. If you want to get in touch, it's late.junction@bbc.co.uk. A new release now from the trio Eyes of a Blue Dog. Great name. It comes from a novella by Gabriel Garcia Marquez. And from that, this is Little Piece of Everything.
Thank you.
Well, you might know Raina Gellert from her work with the band Uncle Earl. John Paul Jones was talking about when he produced them, when he came into Lake Junction to do our New Year's Day concert. That was Cruel Mother from Raina's latest album, Old Light, Songs from My Childhood and Other Gone Worlds. And just before that, music made by sounds collected from nine burning matches. Nine Lucifers is the track. Lee Patterson is the composer. And Eyes of a Blue Dog, first of all. Out last week was a new album by the Malian Ngoni player Baseku Kuyati and his band, a real heartfelt celebration of the music and the people of Mali. Seku Kuyate and Ngoni Ba from Mali, a new album called Jamako, which means a big gathering of people. And you can hear more from them tomorrow night. They're in session for World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3. I played you the Edinburgh-based band Meersault a while back. The Oxford-based producer Sebastian Reynolds has remixed one of their songs for his series of monthly charity download releases. And this is his engagingly eerie version of Dearly Distracted.
Thank you.
Tom Rogerson, Matt Calvert and Adam Betts, who together make up the London-based trio Three Trap Tigers, a truly adventurous group of musicians, never afraid to put themselves outside their comfort zone. And that was from their album called Numbers 1 to 13. Before them, Meersault's Dearly Distracted, remixed as part of his monthly download series by Sebastian Reynolds. The Tate Britain in London has just opened a show devoted to the German artist Kurt Schwitters and the time he spent in Britain in the 1940s. Refused by the Berlin Dadaists, he started a one-man Dada group in Hanover called Merz, and as well as his visual work of collages and painting, he performed sound poetry, writing the epic Ursinate, 45 minutes of abstract vocalising in the early 1930s. Here's an extract from an original tape, possibly but not definitely by Schwitters himself.
Lange Dirgel ziehulen, trillen, stimm, trill. Lange Dirgel rumpft, hilft du. Lange Dirgel ziehulen, trillen, stimm, trill. Lange Dirgel pipipipipi. Oka, 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 oka. Lange Dirgel pipipipipi. Tuka, 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 tuka. Lange Dirgel, rum, rum. Lange Dirgel. Yo, 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 ah, o, yo, 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 ah. Yo, 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 ah. Pepepepepe, oka, 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 oka. Lange Dirgel, pipipipipi. Tuka, 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 tuka. Lange Dirgel, rum, rum. Lange Dirgel, ziehulen, trill, lum, tum, trill. Lange Dirgel, rum, tilf, to. Lange Dirgel, ziehulen, trill, lum, tum, trill. Lange Dirgel, pipipipipi. Oka, 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 oka. Lange Dirgel, pipipipipi. Tuka, 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 tuka. Lange Dirgel, rum, rum. Lange Dirgel.
Thank you.
Another track there from Alan Lomax's recordings from the 1959 Sacred Harp Convention in Alabama. That was number 283, Sabbath Morning, and it followed Kurt Schwitters from his epic sound poem Ursinate. And Schwitters in Britain at the Tate Britain in London runs until May. Wu Na is one of China's best-known guqin players. She works with rock and experimental players, jazz and classical, but here she's solo with a number called Crow Cries at Night.
Thank you.
Crow Cries at Night, Wu Na there playing Guqin. And it's almost time for me to go. Lopa Katari is here with World on 3 tomorrow night. As I mentioned, it's a session with Baseku Kuyate and Ngoni Ba. And on Monday, Jazz on Three will be introducing classic recordings by Andrew Hill, John Chikai and Evan Parker. And next week, Max will be in the Lake Junction chair. I'm going to end this week with Nico Muley's Radio Bells after an 18th century Highland lament played by Callum Stewart and Lauren McCall. Thanks for your company this week. Until next time, good night.
And welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Much of this opening couple of hours is given over to a concert, the Japanese period instrument Orchestra Libera Classica, and their conductor Hidemi Suzuki gave at the 2011 Mazovia Goes Baroque Festival in Poland. Mozart and Haydn on their programme, Mozart's third violin concerto is to come, as is Haydn's Mercury Symphony. And first of all, a Haydn symphony with a religious link. His symphony number 26 in D minor, probably written in 1768, though no one seems very sure. And it's probably also written for Holy Week. Some of the violin parts in the autograph score have phrases marked with Evangelist, Christ and Judas.